Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my chaos crew with one new member. Can we go around the table, folks?
Rich playing Theo.
Eric playing Cosmo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Hart playing Teluga.
All right, then. I think you know what time it is, folks. Time for our recap. Last time on Dicey Situations, the boys snuck out of Slubeldrip with Frick and made their way into the bowels of the Ebonden to the Hellion Quarter. There in the Tiefling District, they stumbled upon the Last Drop, a dive bar guarded by the Minotaur bouncer, Bouncicles. After showing off his perfect Minotaur dialect, Teluga learned that the popular band Acid Splash had just broken up and the club downstairs was getting rowdy, waiting for a performance. After having some brews with the bar owner, Doreen, they made their way downstairs into the Devil's Den, the Hellion Quarter's premier underground venue. Amidst a sea of mosh-pitting tieflings, they were introduced to Cosmonos Kilroy, lead guitarist for the now-defunct Acid Splash. Noticing a heckler in the crowd, Teluga and Glebnor confronted a khakis-clad goblin. Hobgoblin. Sorry. And a follower of Krizik. A battle ensued, and while Thea was bludgeoned by a rampaging crowd, Cosmo joined the boys in a battle against the Stormcaller heckler. Using his special eyes, Teluga was able to pin down the Krizik worshiper with Glebnor, leaving him open for an electrified axe slash from Cosmo. Destroying the crystal pendant around his neck, a shockwave of terrible worship music blasted everyone back. With his pendant destroyed, Gekt returned to his former emo self, not remembering any of his aforementioned Krizik worship. And after ingesting some wild magic mushrooms, the boys have just awakened in the Violet Hostel, incredibly hungover and disheveled. Gang, how are we feeling? What would you like to do?
Not great.
So you here?
Daddy, where's your pants?
What pants? Oh, where are my pants?
That's awesome. Daddy!
What?
Your arms.
What about them?
They're drawn on.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and you see, as you flex Teluga, on the inside of your bicep are the words Blee on one arm and Blee on the other. But as you turn your arms down, you also have a tattoo on the front of your biceps. What does that tattoo look like?
They are both of Theo's first gun.
Unbelievable. Yeah, you just have these two black ink gun tattoos on the other side of your arm. But when you look at Glebnor, Glebnor also has a tattoo. There's a swirling bit of tribal ink on his face. And you also know that Glebnor is currently in the shape of a dwarf.
Son, you okay like that?
Feels kind of weird, Daddy.
You know what you look like, right?
No.
Do you think Cosmo was a mirror?
Yeah, sure. He has to practice his rock poses.
I'm going to make my way over to the mirror.
Yeah, you pushed everyone aside. Look in the mirror.
Daddy. Why? Hi, Daddy.
Why are there feathers everywhere?
Yeah, also, because of the magic mushrooms you ate, Glebnor, not only do you have the body of a dwarf, you almost look more like one because you have a giant feathery beard.
Daddy?
Yeah, son?
When does puberty happen?
Not this early.
Oh, no. How do I stop it?
I don't know. Just kind of hit me in a big wave.
Blee blee? Where's Blee Blee?
Look over. Theo, you look still pretty beat up, but as Theo gets up, you can see that his ponytail has been snipped clean off.
The source of his power!
Not the patented Blee Blee tail!
Why are you guys looking at me like that?
Touch your head.
Don't, no reason!
So Glebnor said, touch your head. I'm just going to start like...
Oh, well, that's not going
to feeling around
anything.
And then get to the back. What? Where's the mayor? Run over to the mirror. Where's my hand?
Like shoulder check. Out of the way.
Who did this?
I don't know.
We must find out who did this.
Cobbler, you here?
You can see
Reggie.
That, on the floor is your bag of holding. Taco spilled out, and Cobbler kind of just pushes himself out of the bag.
Oh,
he's blinking mad slow.
I'm gonna pet Cobbler.
Does he also have a tattoo?
When you.
He's got some shit chiseled into him.
When you pet Cobbler, he's wicked sticky, like he's been soaked in beer all night or something. He's kind of more sticky for you than usual, I guess.
Theo's going to run over to Cobbler, pick him up, look him straight in the eye, and just be like, who did this to me?
Just blinks.
Blink twice if you know.
One blink.
Cobbler.
And then I'm just going to hand Cobbler back to Glebnor.
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, everyone, make a fresh round of perception or investigation checks for me, whatever's higher for you.
I got a 14.
12.
They're at disadvantage, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Oh, yes. Shit.
You are all, unfortunately, under the hungover condition. So
much. Make that a 7.
Nat 1. I'm just in the mirror flexing. Man, these kind of look nice.
Yeah, I got an 8.
It is so hard to figure out what the fuck happened. You look around. Frick isn't here. But also, Reggie is missing. This room looks to you, Cosmo, even more jacked up than usual.
We partied.
Yeah. I'll say, Theo, you're kind of like, you got a 12, right?
Yeah.
So you're kind of looking around trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. You don't see your ponytail anywhere. It's definitely missing. And I will say, though, now that you're kind of inspecting yourself, you notice that you have a tattoo as well. There is a little gear tattoo on your wrist. And as you look at it, it's like still moving. It's like a little gear spinning as the ink moves with the tattoo.
The fuck is this? All right. We're finding out who gave us these tattoos when we were in this state. Because I don't remember shit. We're going to find out who took my ponytail. And we're going to get it back and then killed him.
Fair.
And I'll say, as you're kind of noticing, like, you're trying to like take stock of what looks different about everyone. Glebnor, it's the most jarring. He looks completely insane. He's got a big feather beard and looks like a goo dwarf. But you look over and Cosmo, did you have tattoos before tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Okay. You notice fresh ink on Cosmo's arm. It's like on the bottom of his forearm. And it just looks like a little writing quill. It's been tattooed.
Oh, God, what is with the feathers today? I guess that means something to me.
And your feet, Cosmo, there's a songbook that you frequently write like lyrics and stuff in, and all the pages are like ripped out all over the floor and they're blank.
No. This is, hold on. What? It's all gone. Oh, God, no. Oh, my head. Why did I drink so much?
Can I get an arcana check from Theo as you kind of go over to Cosmo to like try to maybe calm him down a little bit? He looks like he's so panicked at the loss of his songbook.
I'm gonna beat Frick up so badly when we find him.
Ooh. It's a nice fat 7.
Okay. You don't know what the hell's going on, but as you walk over to Cosmo and put your hand out, the gear on your wrist spins and the pages fly back into the book.
Whoa, what?
I've never done that before. But then again, I don't really go near books, so.
Hey, who reads?
The pages are still blank, but they seems that you've mended the book back together.
Okay, well, that's half the battle, I suppose.
Guess we just have to find the other half of your ponytail.
Yeah, we can see if I can put that back together. Yeah,
can you just do that with...
Yeah, touch your hair.
I mean, I'm assuming I need to have all the components.
I guess, yeah, that would make sense.
Do you want some feathers?
Not at all.
Okay. I'll take some. I guess I'll pluck a few.
Extend my face? Oh, I have a chin now, because I'm dwarf shaped. I'm going to stick my chin at daddy.
Hold on one sec. I got to remember what the hell the properties of the feather beard
isn't it
are.
Like
they're pretty stupid.
Days until you like sneeze?
Yes, they stay until you sneeze, at what point they explode.
But he doesn't have a nose.
But you don't have a nose.
I do have a dwarf nose.
You have a dwarf nose right now.
But do you smell is the thing.
Do I smell?
Oh boy.
I've been living in a dank fish world, so hopefully I don't.
I assume you do. I mean, because you don't have ears, but you
I can
hear.
Yeah,
I assume you have all like the ability to have all your senses. It's just weird.
This room does smell musty. clearly.
Yeah, That's my bad, guys.
Quick, how does... Wait, I don't know that I need to sneeze him off. Never mind.
Yeah, sure.
Pull the beard, Daddy.
I'll try. I just start...
Ah!
Okay, I'm stopping.
As you start yanking on the beard, can I actually get a dexterity saving throw from Glebnor?
Are the saves made at disadvantage because of exhaust?
No, just ability checks.
Oh, okay, then a 21.
Okay, yeah, you keep the beard on, but as he's tugging on you, a bunch of, like, Polaroids spill out of your goo body and land on the floor.
Polaroids?
Yeah, there's just, like, a bunch of these little Polaroids, and, again, these guys probably never seen a Polaroid.
Yeah,
and
what's this?
In this world, the Polaroid Corporation doesn't exist, but it is a...
neither does this one.
A small little picture, and as you hold up, it moves just a little bit, and it looks like parts of your night last night.
Daddy!
What?
Things!
Oh, we gotta look at these. Well, it is us.
No, us!
Us?
On the things!
Let me see these things.
They're called pictures,
oh my god,
dude.
It's us on the things! We're on the thing with the things!
He knows!
Pictures?
Can you guys give me an investigation check as a group?
Unfortunately,
you just had to pick.
You're all wicked hungover.
I'm not beating that. That's a zero.
That's a five?
It can only go down from here.
I did surprisingly well. That's 19.
Dude, on disadvantage? Fucking
yeah,
right.
I forgot to roll with disadvantage.
Two.
Maybe
two.
It could be even worse for me. Nope, it's a five again.
Most of these pictures are just like candids of you guys hammered. There's some pictures of like Theo and Cosmo like arm in arm drinking at the bar. There's a picture of like Tallulah running down the streets of the Hellion Quarter holding his pants, just swinging them over his head.
Oh, that solves that.
You can see there's one picture of Reggie trying to like chase you guys to get you to calm down. With a 19, Theo, you're kind of going through them and waves of embarrassment are kind of hitting you. You do see there is a like corner of like a sign on one of these photos. And it looks like at one point you did visit a barbershop. You don't see anything about the tattoos. There's no pictures of the tattoo shop you must have gone to get these or where you got them. But you roll pretty goddamn high. So I will say, in one of these photos, you can just make out, in the back of a picture, Felix, the Stormcaller cleric.
On the loose?
I'm going to show Tallulah. He's supposed to be in jail.
We kill on sight.
Maybe he's the one that did this.
I bet he did, and that's why we kill him harder.
There we go.
Have you guys not ever partied before? You don't just kill people. What?
What are you talking about?
What is partying? Was it that thing we did yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Daddy, I don't like to party.
Son, behave.
Yes, Daddy.
Everything in moderation.
And I also say, Theo, because, again, you're very high investigation, even with my disadvantage trying to give you, you kind of turn out your pockets, and there's a little business card. It just says Shreds Threads, and there's a little kind of drawing of a mantis on it.
We might want to check this place out. I don't know why I have it.
Okay. Well, let's go. I start heading towards the door.
Daddy, your pants.
What? What about them?
Oh, yeah, you're going to need something.
You need some pant.
Why?
Your fish bits are showing.
I guess I'll look down. I guess. Okay. You got size whatever? You got size fish?
Here, try these on. And he just tosses you a pair of leather pants.
Why are these chaps too, right? Assless?
Tieflings, you're human. You're like 6 foot. Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, he's regular size.
I got these. You can cut those off, dude. I don't really wear those anymore. That was kind of going through a phase.
Okay, I guess I throw on the assless chest.
Yeah, sure. There's like, it's only assless for you because there's a space where Cosmo's tail would go through. But for you, you just got a fish butt hanging out. So
I'm proud of my fish butt.
At this point, as you guys
work
all,
out,
you're all starting like to collect yourself, trying to dust off some of the fog from last night. You hear a knock on the door.
Not so hard. What?
Mr. Kilroy, I'm here about the rent. I hate to do this so early, but if we could just...
You just the knocking is getting slightly louder.
Mr. Kilroy, please, if I could just a moment of your time. Mr. Kilroy, I know you're in there with the nude fish.
Son,
you...
I have a plan. Goo under the door. Maybe you'll think it's blood.
I'm gonna...
What good is that gonna do?
Scare him? I'm gonna go to the edge of the door.
Okay.
Big flat puddle under onto the feet. of what I'm presuming is the landlord.
Attempting to look like blood? Is that what your play is here?
I'm Neon Green. I don't give a fuck.
Okay. I will let you, Cosmo, make a history check. This is just straight because I would have given you advantage on it because you know what your landlord looks like.
Oh, it's a two.
You know that he's like really pale, but other than that, that's just like a pale, annoying drow. But as you puddle under the floor, he goes, "Oh, good heavens, blood! Yes!" And the door swings open, and you can see there is a tall, gaunt vampire drow standing in the hallway.
Oh, hello!
Time is it?
You're not blood. We're in the Underdark, friend. Don't you worry. No sun comes down here.
Convenient.
It is. It's part of the world building. So, Mr. Kilroy.
Hey, Grimsley. Yeah, man, I was going to have your money, but the show kind of went awry last night. Didn't make the door. And listen, man, you got to give me like one more night.
Oh, Mr. Kilroy, I've given you so many nights, and I am a huge fan of Acid Splash, which is why I've allowed you to stay here. Yes. Basically free, but...
It's just, we had a rough spot. Acid Splash is... we're working on a bunch of gigs. We got a lot of stuff coming up, man. It's in the works, dude. You just gotta give me a break.
Give me a deception check.
I guess I'll pat him on the back. Man, you're really bad at lying. And I give him guidance.
Throw a d4 on that.
These would be at disadvantage.
Oh, is it? Yeah, this is going to be a disadvantage. Shit, it's already bad.
Yeah, it's really hard to operate hungover.
But you have guidance, so.
Okay, so that's an 8 plus, what, a d4?
Yep.
Oh, that would have been great.
That would have been great.
A 9 on deception.
I don't want to come down on the arts, but unfortunately in my hostel it seems that all of the musicians and artists are behind on their rent. Now, if you don't have the gold, I can also take something else.
His little fangs stick out.
Oh, Crimsley, not that, man. Come on.
Just a little bit of nibble. A nibble.
Am I so, like, still almost intoxicated that it'll mess with him?
Fuck. Yes. I didn't think of that.
We do have drugs going through our blood system right now.
God damn, I gotta pull up the wild magic chart again.
All right, Crimsley. Look, you guys might want to look away for this.
It's fine.
I look on intensely.
It's son, all close your eyes.
Kosher.
I move them out of the way of his hand.
You just like pull my leather jacket like off my shoulder a little bit.
Just a quick nibble.
You can take 3 piercing damage as he bites into your neck a little bit. And I'm going to have to roll a D100 because you guys definitely still have a ton of drugs in your system.
I think Bleebly's still looking at his hair in the mirror. Like,
I would be behind him flexing still.
He's looking on his horror as he gets sucked off.
Wait. If we could not call getting sucked off, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, if we could not sucked call it that, please.
As he's biting, he looks up at Toluga flexing in the mirror. And because he rolled a 68, he is frightened of you.
What are you?
I am Toluga, the Plopa Bleebleyism.
He's too buff. I must leave.
He turns into bats and flies in the hallway.
Okay, now let's go.
That could have gone worse.
Anyone else feel a draft?
I think it was all those bats that guy just burst into.
And you are now inside the Violet Hostel. You can see that there is just gauche purple furniture all over this hostel. You can see in some of the other rooms, there's like other tieflings kind of like noodling away on instruments. There's some like goblins that are like working on like this crazy spray paint mural downstairs. It's like a real like rock star hangout spot. But most of the people here do have a little 2 dots on their neck. And it seems that the payment here is typically blood. But yeah, you see a couple people in the hallway like, "What's up, Cosmo?"
Hey, man.
Most of this place is equally as hungover as you, I would say. Yeah. It's pretty early in the morning still.
We're on the second floor? Or third?
You were on the first floor.
First floor, damn.
Yeah. Why?
I wanted to slinky down the stairs.
You're on the second floor. Go ahead and slinky. Give me an acrobatics check. It's a disadvantage because you're mad hungover.
I'm going to take some damage for this bit, but I don't give a fuck.
Oh, that's a 7.
Okay.
Just tumble.
Tumble.
You go to slinky, do the first spring of it, and then just...
putting down the stairs. You take 5 bludgeoning as you pour down the stairs.
Worth it.
And you can see that as you hit the bottom, your like dwarvish form that you had fades away. You're back to your regular Glebnor, and the tattoo that's on your face, it like moves down and kind of like rests on one of your tendrils.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a bit of funky magic on this tattoo.
Wait, is that where your face was?
It's all kind of just wherever it needs to be. Don't worry about it.
Nice. Don't question my son.
I can't ask questions?
No.
You guys are very confounding.
We're just very accepting.
That's cool, the opposite. Man, I'm accepting.
I'm going to float one eye down to waist level with Cosmo and go, what's with the tail?
And then where's that acceptance up. For all going now?
I'm asking a question. That's how I learn.
He is well, too.
I am a tiefling. Tieflings have tails.
I've never met one of you before. I mean, there was a shitload of you at that place, but this is all new for me.
Some people tuck.
Loud and proud, huh?
Just let it fly, baby.
As you guys make your way out of the Violet Hostel, you see that you're kind of in the middle of the Hellion District. Tieflings all around.
Man, this is
real shabby operation.
Tons of this guy.
I need to make sure I go back and make sure I grab the bag of holding.
Okay, actually, give me an investigation check as you got the bag of holding.
God damn it.
This is very low DC. I'm calling this DC 5.
It's a 1.
It's a 1.
I nat 20'd and I got a 2 with the disadvantage minus 1.
I'm so sorry.
You grab the bag of holding and you're trying not to get left behind by everyone. And your head's still ringing. So you don't notice like a jingling sound inside the bag as you put it on your waist and run downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I guys didn't want to forget the bag.
It's a good call.
I hold it up and just shake it a little bit. And
can I hear jingling as he's making his way downstairs?
You can all make a perception check as he rolls down.
I had to do an investigation.
You picked up the bag. They're going to hear it. You went to grab it.
9.
Fair.
Okay.
4.
Hungover D&D rules.
It's a nat 1 for a 5.
Everyone just has a ringing headache. It is so hard to keep anything straight right now.
Is that jingling coming from the bag or my brain, dude?
I don't know. I'm going to grab a fish taco, though. I'm just going to blindly reach in and grab a taco for like a breakfast.
Sure. Roll that. This luck check doesn't have to be with disadvantage, thank God.
13.
13. You put your hand in the bag and pull out a big piece of gold.
Huh?
That's not breakfast, Daddy.
Putting this back in.
Okay.
I'm going to... Well... I don't have pants, so I don't have pockets, so I'm just going to put it in the bank.
Yeah, sure.
Or, well, I guess I have those. Assless chaps, sorry.
Can I have taco, Daddy?
I'm hungry. Feed your boy.
My son wants a taco. He gets a taco. It's an 8.
It's an 8? Yeah, you're digging through the bag, and there's, like, no tacos left. But you can see in the bottom of the bag of holding, like what looks to be almost 1,000 gold pieces.
I close it up there, Fishman. Tuck it in. I speak in celestial to my son. We hit it big, son.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Define big.
Like 1,000 gold pieces big. We can't say it out loud. They'll try to rob us. And by they, I don't mean him. I just mean someone might try to rob us.
Okay. I'm holding it in.
Okay, you can let it out a little bit.
Can you both make a deception check against
Theo? We're speaking a different language entirely.
You're looking hella sketch, my dudes.
But they don't know what we're talking about.
You guys?
That's a 3. No, 5. Sorry.
That's 5 as well.
Theo and Cosmo, you look over at them. They look so guilty as they look in this bag of holding.
You guys good?
Great.
Yeah.
So what about those tacos, man? I could really use something to eat.
Okay, I'll be honest. We've somehow ran out of tacos. That's kind of what we were talking about.
Meemaw's never left us high and dry like this. There must be something wrong.
Something wrong at the village. She never misses a day at the taqueria.
Are you saying that's a direct teleport to your mom's taqueria?
No, just exclusively taqueria into this bag.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Only one way, taqueria to bag.
I'm just like, yeah, all right, fine.
Anyway, doesn't go both ways. We explored that already.
Where'd you guys like to head?
I'll probably ask Cosmo, hey, where's this Threads place?
Oh, yeah, dude. That's uptown a little bit. It's not too far of a walk.
What's closer, the barbershop Razor's Edge or Shred's Threads?
The barbershop's on the way.
Let's go there first, because cut hair possibly there, and Felix might be there, and then we kill him.
Yeah, he might also be there. But yeah. Also, can we take a back road with not so many prying eyes?
Prying? Sure, yeah. I know my way around.
Yeah, you guys can make a stealth check. And I'll actually say you'll make these straight, because Cosmo knows where knows these streets. He can lead you guys through it.
Fitting. 12.
That's a 13.
Cool.
It's a 16.
Okay, right in the middle. Make it out of there and make your way. It's pretty busy now in the morning as the Hellion Quarter. It's almost like, imagine this is a place where they're partying pretty much every night, so everyone's coming out of their houses hungover for cigarettes and coffee. You see a bunch of tieflings just on stoops, just ripping butts as you guys walk down the street.
Is being fucked up affecting my memory of right now? Like, currently?
No.
In real time? Okay. Yeah. Excellent.
Okay. I don't know, like, you're plotting, but sure.
So I guess
just remembering the streets we go down.
Okay.
As we go through these back streets, I'm going to be like, all right. Theo, or Bleebly, come here. Cosmo, come here also, because you're probably in on this somehow as well.
I'm here, man.
Just take a quick look, and I just quickly open and close the bag of holding.
Dude. What?
Yeah, there's just a like blinding glow. Both of your faces.
Pulp Fiction.
Exactly.
What'd you do, sell the tacos or something?
We did something, and I don't know what, but we have this. So we'll figure something out.
The taco you gave me wasn't that good.
Well, that was the worst one.
Oh, cool.
Sadly.
Thanks, dude.
Bite your tongue.
Now here's the thing. It's a coin toss, and you just lost it. Sorry. But sometimes it's really fucking good.
Oh, I thought you meant I lost something bigger at large.
Anyways, yeah, we have this, and I'm putting it right here.
Yeah, you hang on to that.
DM?
Yeah.
Who has the Polaroids? Would I have, but like...
They were in Glebnor, but you're the one that picked them up and started sifting through them.
So I would have kept the one that has Felix in it, and the... did Felix was in the barbershop one?
No.
Okay, I would have kept those two, but gave the rest back to you.
Okay.
Because I want the picture of Felix, that way I can kind of question people with you guys about, like, where the hell's this guy?
Yeah, I guess we should also question people that we come across.
Yeah, sure.
Daddy?
Yes, son?
All that gold.
All that gold.
Yes?
Could it be melted down?
For why?
Into plates that we inscribe?
We're not going to turn the gold into pamphlets, son. We need this right now. I'm wearing assless chaps.
Okay. I just think...
Son, look. And I turn around and show him my
God!
I did a lot of squats training with Dad. And I don't want the whole world to have to see my glorious fish ass.
It is tone, that's for sure.
This woman's a great exercise.
You're telling me, man.
I guess you would know.
All right, so I guess you guys can decide here. What is more pressing? Getting some real pants for Tallulah or figuring out Theo's hair?
I think Theo's hair in Tallulah's mind, because Bleebly's like, they know Bleebly with the ponytail. They don't know ponytail is Bleebly.
Yeah, there's crude drawings on all my pamphlets.
Yeah.
He's got a ponytail in those drawings.
You can't go back to Slubledrip with no ponytail. I mean, come on.
Yeah, right. I gotta say, you're way less rocking without the long hair, dude.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
And we also gotta find this guy, guy.
Where's Reggie?
We also gotta find Reggie.
Who the hell's Reggie?
Oh my god.
Our little buddy.
What if Felix took Reggie?
Oh, yeah.
Now we gotta double kill Felix.
Yeah, exactly. We kill him, bring him back, kill him again.
Yeah, I got the healing.
There you go.
Damn, you guys are about it.
We've been through some shit.
Yeah, we'll kind of tell you about it, but...
But Felix is getting the egg jar, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. He's getting the whole traditional Kuotoan torture.
Which is what feeding them deviled eggs. Is that what?
And deviled the, eggs and the song.
And the song.
And the uncomfortable bumps.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's super traditional. Gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great.
Tradition starts somewhere.
All right, so I guess you guys wind through these streets, and if you're going to head to the barbershop first, go ahead, everyone, give me, we'll call it like a survival check.
21.
Damn.
6.
15. 12.
Okay. Yeah, Cosmo, you're like leading them down the streets, and then at a certain point, you're like, this is the wrong street. You have to kind of turn and lead everyone away. And then to Lugo, the 21, you kind of catch it out of the corner of your eyes. You guys are almost walking by the street. You see a big barbershop sign up front, but it looks like the barbershop's closed, which is strange at this time of morning. This is kind of the busiest time for a barbershop. The barbershop is closed. The doors are barred. And yeah, all you can see is like, looks like the windows are all shut. It's all dark inside.
Son?
Yes?
Smash and grab. Get in there.
I'm going to sluice through the keyhole.
Of course you are. Give me, we'll call it sleight of hand or acrobatics to sluice.
I guess I'd also give him guidance.
I'm going to need it.
Yeah, we're going to need guidance today, folks.
So what's that, 11?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's okay. Middle of the road.
So with an 11, you sluice your pseudopod through the lock of the Razor's Edge barbershop. And with an 11, it clicks open. You guys look around. It's kind of quiet on this side of the street because this barbershop's kind of like down a little alley. Yeah, door swings open. What'd you guys like to do?
This place isn't usually closed.
Well, yeah, we just opened it.
Smash and grab, Daddy.
Smash and grab.
It's just combs and hair.
You're a smart-ass fish man.
Yes, thank you. I started a religion.
So you guys walk into the barbershop. It's very dark in here, and there's just clumps of hair all over the floor. Can I get a perception check from everyone?
Does any of that look like your hair, Theo?
Hold on. Who has the highest to their perception?
I think it's you.
I got a plus 3.
I got a plus 1, but... Plus 4. I went from a nat 20 to a nat 1.
I'm going
to
tap Theo on the shoulder. I'm like, you can find it. I believe it's got to be here.
Also, let you guys know, as a kind of a way to kind of circumnavigate this hungover condition, you guys can give each other the help action to even it out if somebody doesn't want to roll.
So I got a 9, and I gave Theo guidance.
A 12.
Okay. You can see that all of the hair on the floor, it looks like someone just like buzzed off a bunch of like mohawks and... All the hair on the floor is like punk hairstyles that are just like snipped away. You look at the ground and all of it's missing. And then you just hear a little voice in the back of the barbershop.
Looking for these?
You can see there is a small, hunched over creature in the corner holding your ponytail, Theo.
Give me the hair.
I'm sorry, but we're cleaning up the city.
Give me the hair.
No more of your outlandish hairstyles. I think you need a crew cut.
I sprint and punch this thing.
Let's go ahead and roll some initiative.
No one talks to Bleebly that way, you freak.
Are we taking disadvantage on initiative, too?
No. Yeah.
Okay. I rolled a 10.
A 5.
A 6.
So 22.
Wow. He really wants that ponytail.
I have advantage on initiative, so.
Oh.
They're turning the town into a Christian rock band. Sorry, Krizik rock band.
So, you all find yourselves in this vile barbershop. There's this small, sniveling little man in the corner holding Theo's ponytail. And these big clumps of shredded punk haircuts all around the floor. Theo, you are first to act as you see your ponytail being brandished before you so wildly. The shop is pretty small. We're going to say it's like a 30-foot square. So, you guys can... Your movement will get you anywhere across this shop, no problem.
All right, I'm going to take out the gun. I'm going to use the sharpshooter feat, and I'm going to use Deadeye.
He's really mad about the ponytail.
How could you not?
You look so much more spiffy now.
This little creature.
Yeah, Cosmo's looking down at all the hair like, no, no.
Does a 16 hit him?
16 does hit. Anytime Theo hits me, I get so scared.
It's a 24 damage.
Oh.
The gun goes off. And
okay.
Cosmo's like, what the f- Oh, man, my my head.
He's the god of those. We told you.
Yeah, I forgot how loud it was.
How's that that guy looking?
Bad. We need a god of hair plugs.
Action surge.
We're getting his ponytail back right now.
I'm going to do the exact same thing again.
Yeah, you fire a bullet into this little barber, and he's just like, ow, ah, what is this foul magic?
It's a 27 to hit, but it'll take five, so 22 to hit.
Unsurprisingly, that hits.
Really glad I buffed
23
this guy.
Damage.
Okay, relax.
You give me my fucking ponytail, you bitch.
Theo, I'm assuming you're not moving it during the bonus action, right? Just firing across the barbershop.
Yeah, I'm
this
just
guy.
Firing just yeah. two shots, like right one in each shoulder.
Yeah, he like kind of like he was not expecting to get shot.
Yeah,
a few people are.
Yeah,
and then you see he's kind of cowering behind one of these like barber like stools, and then you see he puts his finger in the air and is like,
"Hair to me!"
And does a little twirl, and you see all these little clumps of hair on the ground start writhing and coming to life.
Rooms in Fantasia.
Yeah, but like worse. And inside this barbershop, you are all now surrounded by five hair golems.
This is so lame.
It's incredibly lame. Lame is my weapon of choice in this car. Okay, so the hair golems are gonna go. So one is going to attack each of you, and then one is going to attack Theo twice because he shot his boss.
Mm-hmm. So, for a lot of damage.
A lot. Some would say too much. So I'm going to make five hair lash attacks. Okay. Toluga and Glebnor, you're both going to get hit. Cosmo, you duck out of the way as this like whip of hair comes at you. And then Theo, you do the same thing. You and Cosmo kind of like dodge in unison, but then one from behind you kind of whips at your leg. You each are going to take, everyone that got hit by one, you're going to take five slashing damage.
Yeah.
And I need you three to all make a DC 11 dexterity saving throw.
11.
12.
14.
Okay, none of you are knocked prone, but you're all just whipped with hair. It's like that thing where someone, I don't know if you've ever like been in the car or something and someone's like whipped their hair and it's like got in your mouth. It's like that. It's just so brutal.
What is that?
These little blobs of hair come to life are all starting to whip around and attack everyone. That is now the vile barber's turn. He looks incredibly injured. So he has a trait called inhumanly quick. He can take two bonus actions on his turn. They just have to be different. So his first bonus action, he's going to use Shadow Step to appear in the shadows behind Theo. He teleports through the darkness and gets right behind you. He's like,
maybe I'll take a little more off the top.
He is going to make his multi-attack. He's going to attack you with a straight razor.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
So the first one misses. He's like,
I need to get a little closer.
And he's going to try to get up on you again. He's now going to make an unclean cut.
I don't like that.
You're going to look ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
And you see that he pulls like a buzzer out of nowhere and just buzzes the side of Theo's hair. You are going to take 6 slashing and 7 necrotic damage. And I need you three to make DC 15 wisdom saving throws.
7.
That one.
9.
This is your worst nightmare, Cosmo. A guy with cool hair, and it's been ruined. You're all frightened as you look at Theo. Yeah, Theo, as a lock of hair from the side of your hair just falls down onto the ground. He looks at you and he's like,
we're so close to a full buzz.
He gets ready. That is his turn. It is now Toluga's turn.
Frightened, I can't.
Can't move toward him.
I can't go toward him.
So I I'm assuming Theo was you were probably at the entrance, right?
Yeah. I was probably the last one in, most likely.
He teleported over to you guys. He's within, I would say, he's within 10 feet of Toluga and Glebnor and within 5 feet of Cosmo.
Awful convenient. Can I see if he has the same necklace?
This guy doesn't. Yeah. He just looks like a fucked up little barber. Some would say maybe he's been waiting his whole life to clean up this city, and now he has an opportunity. I will say the barber looks close to death. Because he got shot twice. And that's how most things react to being shot twice.
God, I love sharpshooter.
It's really good for you. Not so much for me, but...
Frightened means I just can't move towards him.
Can't move toward him. You have disadvantage on your attack rolls while he's within your vision. Oh, yeah. Actually,
well, then I'll toll his dead.
Yeah. He has to make a wisdom save, right?
Yeah, DC 13.
Fails the save.
Takes 4 damage.
He had 3 hit points left. What does it look like as you kill him with Toll the Dead? Or what's it sound like, I guess?
So he hears a diver's bell, and then just like the sound of like a fish predator kind of moving up underneath it.
The Jaws theme.
Yeah. The Jaws theme, which we will not use for legal reasons, but you can all picture in your head right now. He's just like,
no, foul music.
He tries to like hold his hand over his ears, and Cosmo... Number one, that sounded rad. There's a part of it where you're like, oh, cool. Like, put that down.
Yeah, I just had a killer idea.
And this thing falls on the ground, hands over his ears, and bleeds out. The little barber's dead on the ground.
We got your hair.
Oh, thank God.
Do his hair golems now dissipate because he's no longer in control of them?
Unfortunately, they're still very much alive.
No!
Did you say it was okay to do a... spell and bonus attack on arm, or
yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
you guys are also no longer frightened because this thing is down.
Yeah,
got one really good hit on my vile barber.
Bonus action. I'm gonna keep him so I have a 2. I'll just unarm strike,
punch some hair.
I nat one.
Yeah, you gotta punch the hair, and the hair just kind of like splits apart, and your fist goes through it. Pull it back, and it back together.
Weird. I don't like it.
Yeah, there's like a menacing mullet kind of like looking at you.
Oh, and I like, hate this hair
like
specifically.
Hair toupee, the Simpsons with snake's hair.
Exactly. That is going to be Cosmo's turn.
Careful, guys. If this hair's from anyone I know, it's very likely it's not been washed recently.
Oh, gross.
What?
All right. Yeah, I guess an AoE attack would be best here.
Yeah, if you got one. They're kind of like grouped up. I'd say there's like
they're all nearest me.
There's one. The lash had.
Oh yeah, how much range?
The lash had a little bit of range. I think it had a 10-foot thing you could snap you with. Oh no, it's only 5 feet. So yeah, there's one next to each of you, and there's one extra one next to Theo.
All right. Yeah, I'll use a thunder wave on the guy that's nearest me.
Hell yeah! It's a con save, right?
Con save 14.
My hair golems don't have very high constitution. It gets blasted by this thunder wave. There's like a power cord. Is that what the thunder wave
just
is?
Yeah, slam down on one big heavy cord.
Yeah, and he gets blasted with waves, and then you can see that this like little wig of hair that you're fighting. You can see if like the wind gets blown back. It's like hair getting blown in the breeze.
Yeah.
It's still up, but it looks kind of fucked up. As like dreads have flown off of it on the ground, so it's not as right not as like together as it once was. Sick. That will be Glebnor.
So there's one right in front of me?
Yep.
I'm just going to recklessly smash it with my hammer.
Tight.
For a nat 20.
Hey! Vengeance for Theo's ponytail.
So that's 11.
Okay.
So 3 bludgeoning, 5 acid. I'm going to...
And I'll say you will have sneak attack because the gang's right next to you.
And that's what I was going to ask.
Well, wouldn't he get sneak attack because he went reckless, so he had advantage?
Oh, yeah, he had advantage anyway. Yep.
Yeah. So that's... Do I roll the dice twice or double the dice roll because it's crit?
Double the dice roll.
So an out of the 2 damage.
So what's your total for damage?
Okay, so 13.
13 is exactly how much hit points these hair nice. Things have. So how do you cut this hair in half?
I swing at the...
Oh, it's a hammer. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, soaked in acid.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine as it hits the top of the hair, it kind of singes it all.
Oh, yeah. You can see the hair elemental or hair golem like crashes into a pile on the floor, and the acid damage just bleaches it all blonde as it hits the ground. Perfect. Okay. That will be Theo, your turn. You got 2 hair golems, one next to you. There's 2 on either side of you. One of them looks like a mohawk with like hair legs. It's trying to like swap at you. And the other one It just looks like a bunch of ponytails stuck together. It's like just this horrible. Yeah, it's a rat king of ponytails, exactly.
The barber that's dead, he had my ponytail, right? And he's right next to me.
Yeah, you can use an object interaction if you want to grab it.
I'm picking up my ponytail, and then I'm going to shoot one of the...
hair golems?
One of the hair golems. The rat ponytail thing.
Yeah, you got a lot of ponytail trauma right now. I get it.
Do we... No, you nat 20, so we don't really know what 30 sees. Screw it. I'm going to sharpshooter.
Cool.
We know the 16 hit.
Mm-hmm. And a nat 1 missed.
I didn't hit.
What'd you get?
I got a 13, but I have to minus 5 for
it. Oh, okay. So yeah, 8 will miss. Yep.
And then I'm going to... I'm not going anywhere because I got to pick up the rest of my hair, so I'm staying right there.
Yeah. You go to run, and you're like, shit, no. You look down, there's bits of your hair kind of in a clump. The ponytail monstrosity just dodges your bullet and then reforms itself. That is going to...
I'm going to bonus action second wind, though.
Yeah. Take a breather. You've had a rough day so far.
Yeah.
That is going to be the hair golem's turn. The four remaining hair golems all made their attacks. One hit Cosmo and one hit Toluga.
Of course.
So Cosmo, you're going to take 5 slashing damage. Toluga, you will take 3 slashing damage. But I need you both to make a DC 11 dex save.
That's 5.
17.
Okay, yeah. So you look down, Cosmo, and you get like whipped in the face by some of this hair, and you see another strand goes to knock you over, but you pull your boot out of the way quick enough. And then Toluga, you see this mullet just jumps on your face, smashing you, and you fall on the ground. You're just fighting off a sentient mullet.
God, I hate this kind of hair.
That is going to be your turn, Toluga.
I'm going to attack this mullet.
Oh, well,
it's not keeping me on. It just knocks
you're still prone, so you got to use half your movement to get up. Otherwise, it's a disadvantage.
Do I?
Oh, I have athlete. Never mind. I gave you a stupid feat for this specific reason. Go ahead.
So I get up, takes 5 feet of movement.
Yep.
And I'm just going to attack this disgusting mullet.
Go for it.
With my short sword. Does 22 hit this mullet?
22 hits my mullet.
For 5 damage. And then I'm going to bonus action... I think I'm kind of annoyed at this point.
You should be,
so
yeah.
I'm going to flurry of blows.
Unbelievable.
So 23 on one of them. And a 16 on the other.
Yeah, I'll hit.
That's 5 more. And then another 5.
Yeah, you obliterate this mullet. You guys just look down and there's just this furious fish fists are flying and just hair flying in the air everywhere, and then Toluga gets up covered in like little loose strands of hair, but one less hair golem to contend with. That is going to be your turn, Cosmo.
Alright.
There's the like kind of severed one in front of you, and there's another one on Glebnor and another one on Theo.
Well, let's finish off this one in front of me. I'm gonna destroy it with my guitar.
Hell yeah.
So that's a 16 to hit.
16 hits.
4 added to 5, so 9 total damage.
So 9 total. How do you cut this hair?
Yeah, I swing the guitar around off my back and grab it by the neck and just side swipe it right through it. So
unbelievable.
It just poof. Yeah,
it's a buff of hair. You can tell this was like dyed hair, so there's like just it's like a puff of red and green and purple as you slice through the last of this hair. Another one down. Okay, that is going to be... Where am I? Glebnor. Glebnor on you.
Now, one of these came over to me, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking swangle.
Yeah, get at it.
Wah-bah. Doesn't 8 hit?
8 does not hit.
Okay.
Unless you want to go reckless.
I do.
Okay.
Does a 10?
A 10 doesn't hit.
I don't hit it.
You're making like your pseudopods, and it's like doing its own pseudopods of hair. So you guys have this horribly wet, like, I guess, like tentacle anime fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, you guys are just destroying this barbershop. It's just chaos inside as you guys are fighting off these hair monstrosities.
Yeah, I guess that I'm going to... As a bonus action,
mm-hmm.
go big flat?
Sure.
Just fill 30-foot cube? I'm just going to make a wall.
Okay.
I'm going to partition this room.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha. I believe I still have 3 air elementals left, right? Okay. Two. Sorry. Yeah. One. Okay, cool. That is going to be Theo, top of the round.
Gonna shoot the one that's right on me. I'm gonna use sharpshooter again.
Cool.
So 24 down to 19.
That'll do it.
19 damage.
You blow this hair away. So this little mohawk monstrosity starts spitting at you and you just shoot it out of the air.
Get that away, and then object interaction, gonna scoop up the rest of the hair that was buzzed off my head.
Sure. Can I get a sleight of hand? Just want to see if you grab anyone else's hair along with your own.
18.
Yeah, just your hair. You go to grab the hair on the ground. You almost grab like a bright pink patch of what must have been some kind of like goblin hair. And you're like, oh shit, no. Push that away. You're just holding your ponytail in one hand and a little clump of hair in the other.
Question. I'm assuming no, but I got to ask.
Of course.
Were these hair elemental thingies or whatever they are significant threats or no?
Say the barber was.
But I didn't kill the barber.
Oh, you didn't kill the barber. No, these guys only have little bits of hit points here. There's just one left now. And now that all the other hair has kind of fallen away, it's kind of pooled itself together. And it's just this like horrible like 80s mom hair. Just like a big floppy thing in the front. And it turns in this tendril of hair and goes to swipe at you, Theo, after you've not only destroyed the barber, but so many of its hair golem friends. Total miss. I got a 3. And that is going to be Taluga.
You dare strike our god Bleebly and buzz more of his hair off? You monster.
And I'll just tag with short sword. For 18?
Yeah, I'll do it.
And damage is 5.
Okay.
It's my favorite number.
Sure.
And I'm going to just bonus action unarmed strike.
Go for it.
11?
11 misses. You slice with your short sword through a bunch of this hair, and then you got to punch more of it. Same thing, the hair just kind of pulls away as your fist goes through it. And then
stop doing that!
Closes back up. Cosmo, your turn. There's just this big mom cut floating in the air in front of you.
God, I'm so sick of hair. Just another dead steel axe attack. Am I close? Yeah, I'm close.
Yeah, you're close enough. You can wrap on it.
16 to hit.
16 hits.
This thing only has a few HP left, right?
Yeah, looking at what you guys know. 8 hit points left.
Yeah, hit for 10.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, thunder crackling around this axe again. And just, you ever see how hair burns? It's like...
Yeah, there's just one final flash of light.
Oh, it smells awful.
Oh, yeah.
Why'd you do that?
Oh, sorry, dude.
You guys all pile out of the barber shop as this horrible stench of burn hair fills the street.
Well, we gotta go back in there, though. There could be clues.
Yeah, clues.
I mean, I'm not paying attention to that. I'm trying to see if whatever mending crap I did to his book works with my hair.
Okay. Let's call this an Arcana check. Someone could give you the help action, though, to get rid of your disadvantage.
Can I give him guidance and the help action?
I'll let you give him guidance.
I'll do help.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, Cosmo, you kind of try to hold the ponytail in place.
Right, here's where it went, right, man?
With a little bit of guidance from Taluga, go ahead and make an Arcana check for me.
13.
Okay, with 13, the little gear tattoo spins on your wrist. You are able to mend your hair back to its initial place. It's a little messy. It's a little rough. You're probably going to want to see a real barber at some point to kind of even these edges out.
Yeah.
But thankfully, your hair journey has come to an end here.
Is there anything our god can't do?
Apparently, he fixes hair now. Just bring the wet.
Gonna look at hair. Cosmo because he has the coolest hair out of everyone, I'm assuming. And just be like, how's it look? Is it back to normal?
Yeah, it's rocking.
We don't have hair.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I assume he has some kind of like
fish fin,
thing that looks beautiful, similar to hair, but but yeah. All right.
Okay, yeah, dude, you can make that look work.
All right.
Might need a hat.
And I will say also, you now know, once you've used this once more, your new little tattoo. This is a spell rot tattoo with the mending cantrip inside it.
Okay.
You can now cast mending.
Dope. All right, so we're going back in there or something?
Yeah, we got to look for clues, I guess. We got to find something.
Okay, you go in. You look around first. You tell me if there's anybody else in there with buzzers or like, I'm not getting my hair cut off again.
Okay, will do.
Yeah, I'm going to hang back, too. I've got an image to uphold.
I'm going to go in there with Daddy.
Good call.
Glebnor and Taluga, can you guys make perception or investigation checks for me? Or one of you can make and the other one can help.
Nat 20.
I'm going to help. I didn't even get a chance to roll.
That was a little iffy, but I'm going to give you the nat 20 because I've been fucking with you guys for the last hour.
You case the joint. You go through and there's different hair all over the place.
I imagine I look like a critter from the movie Critters because I'm jelly and I'm rolling through hair.
Yeah, it's gross. All of the hair in here has like it always come from punk hairstyles. All
right.
There's a mohawk on the floor, cool mullet. You know, all the things you were fighting.
I love how the hair gets cut off but remains in
exactly.
shape.
It's like, imagine it's like a Legos.
Yeah, you just pop the hair up and that's what it looks like.
There's probably so much product in that stuff that's how it looks.
Exactly. It stays totally clean and solid.
It looks like they must have done a buzz cut on tons of punks in here. It
smells like manic panic in here.
I gotta honor a nat 20, don't I?
You do.
Unfortunately. I will say with a nat 20, you can tell that as you look around the room, you turn over some paperwork on this barber's table. There's a little holy symbol of Krizik.
Is there like anything else around? Like, it did just it look like the
doesn't
the
look
symbol?
Like the crystal symbol that you had seen before?
It's the ram head.
Yeah, this
it's
is
just a normal.
It's a standard holy symbol of a follower of Krizik.
I just hammer through the desk,
obliterating it.
Yeah, just destroy the whole desk.
It seems that this barber was maybe secretly a follower of the Stormlord Krizik, and delighted in removing the cool, unique hairstyles of the people that came and sat in his chair.
Daddy?
Looks like we got an extermination process to go through.
Can I do something unseemly?
What are you gonna do?
I would like to remove the barber's head.
No, son.
Okay.
We do that together!
Yay!
Jesus. Okay. What are you doing? What are you gonna do with the barber's head? What's the plan there? You freaks?
You know his barber pole with the red and white?
Yeah.
We're going to put it on top.
Okay, oh, son, hold shit. On, hold on. We don't want to display this like that. We want to put it where he kept his holy symbol. So when the other followers...
I was going to jam the holy symbol in the mouth.
Well, we do that, but we also put it in the back room because they know that's where he hides
his... Oh, okay. So not for all to see because most people here are good folk.
Yes.
But his crew of...
Disgusting. Krizik. Degenerate. Freakish followers of this fake false god.
All right, you want to pull the head or should I?
We do that together too.
One of us has to hold the body.
All right, I'll hold the body. You get the head.
All right.
Cosmo, can I get an insight check?
I was going to say, like...
You're outside. Screw.
No, like, Cosmo and Theo are standing outside. They hear a big, giant crash and then, like, things sound like they're going great in there.
Yeah, they handle a lot of stuff, so, yeah, it's fine.
This is just par for the course for you guys, eh?
I think Theo's just, like, looking in a shop window, trying to see how the hair looks. Just,
okay. Sorry, what was the check?
Insight.
At disadvantage, right?
Unfortunately. Yeah. You guys are still wicked hungover.
That's a 12.
Okay. These guys are pretty intense.
I got myself into.
They've been, like, talking so much about, like, religious war shit. You're not totally sure what the vibe is here. They seem friendly enough to you.
Man.
This is so far away from what you were expecting a little bit.
Yeah.
What do you got there, Glebnor? You're looking at me crazy.
I would also like to bury one of the license plate pamphlets in the forehead.
Okay. Pretty
just
hardcore.
So they know.
This was an act of Bleebly?
Yes.
This is an act of a counter-crusade.
Yep.
Okay. You guys just can't crusade my crusade.
That's what we're doing.
It's insane that this is where the plot is taken.
Well, you shouldn't have crusaded.
Yeah, you destroyed our home. What did you think we were going to do?
We started a religion and then crusaded us. You didn't think we'd crusade back?
I honestly, no. What kind of
thing? A reverse crusade. If we just let you roll over us.
I didn't think a reverse crusade was in store. I'll say that much. And Glebner, you said you kind of had a lot of the hair kind of on you, right?
I mean, I'm goo. I imagine it's sticking to me as I move through
it. Sure. As you kind of glide out of the barbershop after your very
like Chewbacca
brutal maneuver. Yeah, there's lots of hair on you. Cosmo, you notice that some of the like long white hair sticking to the back? That's Damien's hair. He loved his hair. Damien was the lead singer of Acid Splash.
Man, I knew he was selling out, but this is extreme even for him.
Yeah, it looks like Damien must have come here for a haircut.
Something ain't right here.
Yeah, it's getting a little strange.
Now, would he have conveyed this to us?
You just see that Cosmo's like pulling like silvery white hair out of you and staring at it a little confused.
Obviously.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Ooh, what's going on?
Get a fistful of that goo, man. This definitely belonged to my lead singer of Acid Splash.
Oh my god. They kidnapped him and shaved his head too?
Well, we got kidnapped there.
Well, cool toll for an eye.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, sure. But I don't know, man. There might be something bigger going on here.
There. Anyways, I need some breezeless pants.
Breezeless?
Yes. If you haven't noticed, and I turn around again and show my noticed. Ass.
You're really working out, though.
With that shake, fish man. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
Looking good.
Suppose we should get
thanks, but I can't go around like this all the time.
Fair.
I don't want to distract the ladies, you know.
Figured that glossy sheen would have been more suited for leather than cloth, but I guess you're the fish man.
And I'll say you guys probably should get out of Dodge. You did just have a brutal, brutally murdered. No, I guess you murdered a guy. But I mean, you know.
He started it.
Yeah, sure. I'm not casting judgment. I'm just letting you guys know the state of the world you've created.
He attacked my hair, so
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I'm sure they'll hold up in court. Can I get a stealth check? Stealth check from the group as you kind of dart away from this barbershop.
It's a 15.
It's nice. A 7.
Okay.
12. Still disadvantage.
It's a 9.
Yeah.
Cosmo, you're able to kind of get them out of this place. And you know, like, quick routes through these winding streets.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Taluga, your ass is just out. And every once in a while, as you walk past, you'll see a tiefling or one of these fire-belly dwarves just like, hey, okay, all okay, right.
Yeah, you like what you see?
Ooh la la. And you make your way through the streets. Where are you guys heading?
I think we're going to the tailor, what is it?
Good call. Yeah,
Shreds Threads.
Okay. Shreds Threads, you know Cosmo, is where everyone gets the coolest duds in town. Shred is a giant mantis-like creature called a Krikorak. But you know, the finest, coolest duds in all the land come from... Like, your jacket you're wearing right now came from Shred. And actually, give me... let's call this like a wisdom saving throw as you guys approach. Just for Cosmo.
16.
16. You're getting like a little bit of a foggy memory from last night. You remember as you were taking them around through the Hellion Quarter, they just needed new clothes and they looked kind of out of place. And you were like, oh, I was going to bring them to Shreds to get them new clothes. So it's starting to click as you're walking toward it.
Oh, yeah, I meant to go here.
And you guys all approach. Shreds Threads is a like really, it's very prominent on the street that you're on as you walk down it. And there's lots of like teenagers going in and out of it. It's like a giant thrift store almost. There's tons of cool biker jackets, lots of denim on display out front. And as you ding the bell as you open in, this large praying mantis kind of like climbs towards you all.
Oh, it's my big spenders! What's good, boys?
He kind of comes up and starts high-fiving you with his like little mantis.
Oh, up top!
We were here?
Yeah! You guys bought so much stuff!
We did?
Oh, yeah.
Where did we put it?
I'm almost done with the things you wanted. Hold on.
And he's like surrounded by these little suture flies. there are these like little mosquitoes that are flying around and they're like suturing up all the ripped clothes that come in through the door. You can see that they start doing it to your cool jacket as you kind of brush them off. They just don't know that they're not supposed to.
Yeah. Are they going to tie up the butthole on Eddie's pants?
Yeah, and these little sutrifies fly down and they start closing your pants up and like tailoring the fit for you.
Oh, that's my guys. Don't worry. Let them do it. You look mad cool after. It's all good.
Thank you. I was getting catcalled out there. It was weird.
Yeah, you look good, my dude. You guys are going to look a lot better when you check out the new stuff I made you.
And he comes back behind the counter and starts pulling these like the bundles of clothes out.
You guys had like some really specific things you wanted, but I think I kind of nailed it. You guys paid so much up front, so it's totally fine.
Right on. We already paid?
Cool. Yeah. You don't remember? I shouldn't even have told you. No, I'm kidding. I got it.
This little praying mantis guy, he pulls out, there's two like cloaks that he plops up on the counter.
Glebnor, my man, Toluga, these are for you. I think I got them exactly the specifications you wanted, and I added the extra billowing feature.
He slides these two cloaks over. What would a bleebly cloak look like?
So, are we talking hooded or unhooded?
We'll go hooded.
Hooded. Okay.
I have an idea.
Please, Dad, take the floor.
It'd be like on the cloak would be Theo's back with just two guns raised up.
Fuck
like
yeah.
That. So when you pull it around the front.
Yeah.
The guns.
Sick. These are both capes of billowing. They don't have any magical property except you can make them billow dramatically.
Oh, even better.
They just flutter in the wind cool.
Okay. All right.
And for Mr. Bleebly himself, my dude. You know I got it exactly how you drew it out.
And you can see there's like a really like drunken sketch you drew. this is just a straight breastplate to up your AC a little bit. But what is your new like jacket? What does your outfit look like? What would you have told a giant praying mantis to make you for your new Arc 2 gear?
So seeing like Cosmo's denim, I would have gotten like new like black denim jeans. Sick. Essentially. Probably just regular boots, like just kind of like think black Tims, essentially. A button-down shirt, but like purple.
Cool.
And then for the jacket, it's like a big duster jacket that kind of goes all the way down to basically my ankle. But inside, there's like holsters on the jacket on the inside itself. And then a belt that has a holster on each side that is made with probably like a dark brown leather type of thing.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he literally just pulls out a full gunslinger outfit, places on the table.
You're going to look so cool in that, my guy. Yeah. Oh, I almost forgot the hat.
He bumps into the back room. So he comes out with a perfectly black cowboy hat.
Oh, hell yeah. All right. Definitely gonna need this to
puts the hat on first because he's like very self-conscious about his hair right now because
he kind of sidles up to you, Cosmo, and he's like, you dudes are looking fresh, my guy.
Shred, just top-notch work as always.
Hey, listen, man, you keep bringing me cool customers, I'll keep making cool shit.
You're the man, Shred.
Anytime.
Hell yeah. How does this cape work for me?
That I will let you decide.
I just want it constantly billowing.
Yeah.
Just perpetually looking cool of Theo just kind of holding the guns on me.
I'm going to keep it inside of me.
Okay.
But then, like, as if it were tied, but in me. I'll push it out when I feel like I need to.
Okay.
Sorry, Glebnor. You were, like, way shorter when I made this, so it was kind of designed for you, like, you almost like look like a dwarf when you came here last night, like a green one, but like, you know.
Kind of like anything I need to be.
Oh, cool. Sick. All right.
Do you let out the throat on this?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
But actually, as you're saying it, the little tattoo on your arm like wriggles. Give me let's call this like a arcana check.
Disadvantage?
I'll give you this straight. How about that? I'm feeling generous. Your hangover's starting to wear off a little bit.
9.
Okay. You don't have like control of this tattoo just yet. But as he goes to like let the throat out, you feel like what you were trying to do was give him a shape that would make it easier for you. And you cast a disguise self spell on yourself, what do you want to look like? What do you think you would look like by accident if someone had prodded this magic out of you?
I'm going to become a mantis. I was looking at him. It just happened.
You look like a jelly mantis.
Yo, gnarly, dude. You look like a great crickerack.
I just fucking mantis hands at him.
So what the hell did you guys get up to
like
last
Zorak.
Night?
You go, oh,
yeah. Don't know. Would you have any idea?
You guys were twisted up when I saw you. You were tripping out, like having a great time. Where's your little buddy?
We hope you know.
Reggie? He's not with you?
Oh, you know Reggie. Awesome.
I made him this tiny hat.
He's missing.
He pulls out a small gnome hat.
Oh, I'll hold on to that for him if that's okay.
Gnarly,
pretty tight,
cool.
Tight gnome hat.
Yeah, he was with you and I met you guys.
Take out the picture that has Felix in it. Have you seen this guy?
He looks kind of familiar. Sorry, bro. Don't recognize him. Looks like a square, though.
Yeah.
It's a pack.
As a sundial, I have an innate sense of time.
Sure.
Disgust.
Unfortunately, yes.
What time is it now?
It's about midday now.
Midday.
Yeah.
When were we in here?
I don't know, last night, like 3, 4 a.m., something like that.
Late night.
Yeah, you guys were turned up. You guys look a little rough today. You don't want some jizz?
I'm sorry, what?
Jizz? Some jizz?
Juice?
Juice?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is this jizz?
I call it bug jizz.
Oh. I'm a bug now.
You lost me again.
Yeah. This is like, pulls out like, I guess like mason jars full of this like weird red liquid.
Daddy?
Let me go first.
I'm just going to grab one
down
and down it.
Yeah. They're Hawaiian punches.
Oh, they're delicious, son. Here you go.
Cosmo.
Oh, yeah, dude, any hydration will be perfect right now.
They're a little sugary, but that's how I like them.
I love sugar. I'm a child.
What are you guys up to today? You partying more tonight?
We're looking for Reggie.
This guy.
And that guy.
I wish I could be more help, but I was pretty busy, you know, working on your order. So, unfortunately, no dice.
Did we say where we were going after being here?
You guys were pretty keen on getting some tattoos, which it clearly looks like you did.
Yeah, you like it?
How many? Yeah. Is there any other tattoo shops or just one?
I mean, I don't know. I don't really know of any tattoo shops around here, actually. I'm kind of clean right now myself. And I'll say you can give me a history check if you would like, Cosmo.
That's 4.
Yeah. You've gotten like ink from friends and stuff, but you don't remember there being like a legitimate tattoo shop in this area.
Yeah, hey, Shred, you don't recognize this thing, do you?
Point to like sick.
The little quill.
Actually, let me check Shred's character sheet real quick. Let me see if he has anything to help you here. Yeah, you see Shred's like,
I'm not sure, but it's pretty sick ink in general. Looks cool.
Yeah, I guess that's a benefit. It doesn't look bad.
Yeah, I don't know, dudes.
It's not as badass as Daddy's tatties, but, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty big deal for a first tattoo. I'm assuming a first tattoo.
I guess. I don't think I have another one. I can't see what's on my back, so you know.
Oh, never mind. I tailored you. I would know. You don't.
Then yeah, first tattoo.
Yeah.
You came in naked.
In desperate need of tailoring.
Sorry, guys. Wish I could be more help. You guys look rough, though. You should probably sleep it off. I'm surprised you're even up this early.
It was like noon.
It's early for me, man.
We gotta find Reggie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's one other guy I could check with.
Shred.
To Bouncicles.
To Bouncicles?
Shred.
Yeah.
Where does Bouncicles live?
Bouncicles? I don't know. He's probably still over at the last drop, getting the bar ready.
Sick, tight. If you see Reggie, tell him we were here.
Okay.
Tell him to use the message or sending spell. I think he has one of those.
Or we could just have him go to Sloople Drip.
Yeah, send him to Sloople Drip.
Tight. Okay, will do. Okay, I'll send the message along.
We'll meet him
there. And if you see this guy, tell him Bleebly knows.
That's menacing. Tight. I will.
Claw dap.
Claw dap.
Dap me up?
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
taps you up. He has six arms, sir. He can like, kind of dap everyone up at the same time.
Sick. Yeah. No. Cool. Right.
Always a pleasure, Shred.
Every time, dude.
Greater Shred. All right. To Bouncicles.
Let's Bouncicles.
It's the only other idea. I mean, I know nothing else about this place other than Bouncicles.
Wait. Yes, Bouncicles, but maybe more helpful, Doreen.
Oh, Doreen's going to be so pissed we fucked up her bar, man.
Maybe
well,
just Bouncicles.
We got a little bit of money. We can probably
compensate generously, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have a huge tab over there.
I mean, yeah.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
off to the last drop, you guys make your way over, and you can see... Bouncicles is already standing outside. He's like sweeping the spot he stands in.
This will be very nice later.
Bouncicles.
Hello. Good to see you again, Tulu.
Great seeing you too.
Always a pleasure.
Can you believe my dad's Benetton?
It's better than mine, that's for damn sure.
Do you know what happened to us last night?
You were incredibly intoxicated.
Hell yeah.
Did we say anything out of the ordinary? Or... You know,
everything you've ever said to me has been out of the ordinary.
All right, allow me to rephrase, Bouncicles. Did we say any specifically named locations?
You had a lot of very specific things you wanted to do. Let me try to recall. Recalling is perfect.
Your recalling is perfect.
Thank you. You left here intent on debauchery. You required new clothing, tattoos, and a return home for what you described as Big Chowder.
Big Chowder guy.
I mean, that's the Hellion Quarter experience, man.
Where would one go for tattoos?
I am not sure. I don't have any myself. I find them... I don't know. I'm a little nervous around needles. Don't tell your friends. We're talking normal like in Minotaur. Pretend we're talking about something cool and tough.
Yeah, tough.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Flex a little.
Man,
flexing.
Whatever
flexing,
they're talking about sounds flexing. Tough.
Yeah, all that flexing.
Okay. Our little gnome friend.
Yes.
Reggie. Did you see anyone maybe trying to kidnap him at any point?
That would be terrible, and I would have told you immediately. Of course not. No.
Okay. Any other shady-looking fellows that might have followed after us?
Unfortunately, my entire business is shady-looking fellows, but... There was a man. He wore strange clothes.
Hold on. And I wave over to Theo for the and I ask, Theo, can I get that picture of Felix?
Yeah, here you go.
Did he look like this?
This was the gentleman.
If you see him again, can you apprehend him for us?
I will do my best.
I believe in you, Bouncicles.
Thank you. Unfortunately, I assumed this was a crazed fan. Following after Cosmo. It happens to him quite often. He's incredibly popular.
He is actually a religious heathen who attempted genocide against my people.
Wow. That is a lot.
I know.
I know we've just met, but I feel a great kinship with you, and this breaks my Minotaur heart.
Well,
I will find this man, and I will apprehend him.
Thank you, Bouncicles.
I must go. You see, Bouncicles just runs down the street, just takes off on a mission.
I believe in you, Bouncicles. And remember, stay safe.
Always. I'll remember how to get back here because it's one of my features.
All right, guy. Theo.
Yeah.
Bleebly.
Yeah.
Felix case, he's on it. He's on his way to apprehend him, if he finds him. But I mean,
I was about to say he knows where he is. We should
at all times he knows where he's gone. So, I think for now we gotta head back to Sloople Drip because I can only assume Frick is in knows more and is in due for some friendly talks.
Traditional style.
Traditional friendly talks.
I'm good with that. If Bouncicles is on the case, I mean he. Looks like he can handle himself.
So I guess we could also ask the, you know, Doreen.
Cosmo, should we go talk to Doreen?
Look, guys, if I'm going to hang out with you and help you out with this, no offense, man, but I don't really have anything else going on. Can I get a cut of that pay just so I can not pay rent in blood and maybe settle things up with Doreen?
I have no problem with it. Toluca's holding the money.
Well, why don't you move to Sloopledrip? Because the rent's free at Sloopledrip.
Free? Well, that's right in my price range, man.
But I can't help with the tab.
Dude, you got so much gold.
I said I can.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Words don't sound correct to me right now. Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Okay. I guess we'll head
kind of down, on my dumps.
Yeah. You see that there's no door because you just sent Bouncicles down the street.
Well, I guess we can't see Doreen anyway.
I'll knock on the wall.
Bouncicles, you out there?
He's on a mission.
He took a personal day?
Oh, I don't know the fuck that is. And you're like smashing inside the bar. A stone-shaped spell opens the wall.
Wait, hold. I flash the bag.
Okay.
Beam of gold light hits her eyes.
Can we come in so I'm not doing this out here?
Hey, Doreen, just here to settle up.
You've got a lot of settling to do, and I have a much different energy right now. You hadn't just flashed me so much gold. Come in.
She leads you all into the bar.
What the hell happened last night? You trashed the whole basement.
Well,
the devil's den. It's in shambles.
It wasn't our fault.
I don't know, because I said, hey, be safe down there. You went down there, and then 5 minutes later, all hell had broken loose.
Yes, but there was... Ooh, what the hell was that guy's name? It's some hobgoblin jackass was being a jackass.
Gacked?
Yes.
Emo gacked? Yeah. He's so emotional. How could he have done this?
Well, he was wearing khakis and a weird haircut, and he was heckling Cosmo.
This doesn't sound right at all.
I think I can explain.
Okay.
Because I saw the what he had around. Yep. So I try to describe like in more detail like what he had around his neck and then what happened after it got destroyed. And I'm like, it sounds to me like you have followers of Krizik trying to dork up your town.
Oh my god. That would ruin my business model. It's all about being cool down there and it's like a fun scene. I can't have a bunch of dorks down there. No, this isn't right.
They're also genocidal freaks, so that's also very bad.
Probably should have led with that, but okay.
So we already cleared one up, because I think you had a mole here, and it was the barber.
The barber? Okay.
So that's one loose end you don't got to worry about.
Sure.
Damages I can help with, I mean, and I just open the bag, flash the bag again.
Listen, if you can give me 10 gold, that'll cover the alcohol that got destroyed. Don't worry about the rest of it. I've been doing mending cantrips for the last 3 hours.
You can mend?
Okay, and what's his tab?
Can I use the last mending on something to help her at least a little bit?
Yeah, you kind of like put like a bar stool back together with the mending cantrip.
I mean, sorry, that's all I got right now. This is limited use, but...
It was helpful, thank you. Cosmo here owes me 33 gold.
Jesus!
So I'll just give her...
I was supposed 43? To make it at the door.
Because it would have been 10
I'm
going to
be nice. I'm going to give her 100 gold.
Oh. You have warmed my already incredibly warm heart.
She's like a steaming dwarf woman.
I feel bad because we came to enjoy the show, which, I mean, we did. And then that guy started heckling him. And then once the whole necklace thing broke, and now you got a bigger problem. So I figured the money you could use.
Thank you so much. And again, Cosmo, I'm so sorry to hear about Acid Splash.
Yeah, you haven't seen Damien, have you?
I have, unfortunately.
You have? He's been by?
He came by to drop over a new flyer.
A new flyer? Give me that.
You look at it, and you're holding in your hand a flyer that says, the storms will part for conviction with a K.
Oh, that is so lame.
What does it say?
It says on this thing that they will be at the Battle of the Bands at the end of the week to show the city of the Ebon Den the truth and the light.
Like, Cosmo, like, rips it up. Freaking no talent poser losers.
Did he say? We need to kind of know this could be good or bad.
He brought multiple pamphlets.
Okay, can I read one?
Hands off some flyers to you guys.
All right.
Daddy, how do you read?
Well, you see, these are words, and then you look at the words, and they make sounds.
Didn't Glimmer write all the pamphlets? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. You also wrote those pamphlets.
Oh, yes. Now I remember. Drunken fog.
Yeah.
hangover drugs.
So I turned the pamphlet around and I highlight. So these guys genocided our, well, attempted to murder our town.
The Stormcallers?
Yes.
Oh, they're
so
real.
So if they're trying to do something here, they're probably going to try to wrangle everyone up in one convenient spot.
Like that a battle of the bands.
That would be very convenient for a lot of people to show up at.
Oh, listen, listen. You guys don't have to worry about the Stormcallers. There's a reason they have never come down this far. They can't call lightning underground.
Yeah, but then why are they here now?
That is strange.
And why was all that punk hair on the floor?
They cut the punk's hair
off? The barber was cutting punk hair off.
Oh, no, I found this.
Do you think and it was his hair?
Oh, yeah.
You think I'm just this fuzzy all the time?
That explains it. I didn't want to tell you, Theo, but when I saw Damien, it was a crew cut.
No!
Did he have one of those necklaces on, or is he...
So he had jewelry on, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Damien's always been one to accessorize.
Oh, okay. So we can't assume with him, then.
Yeah, no.
A necklace is what blew up your basement, but, lady.
I would say you might want to be careful advertising this, because you might be sending people to a... Fish in a barrel type of situation.
Oh, I don't put on this battle of bands. This is the king's doing. It's not even in the Hellion Quarter. This is the big battle of the bands. It's upscale. It's
We were told not to go up there by the dockmen.
Oh, I mean, you shouldn't, because it's a little bit more tight up there. But listen, I know you guys are real freaked out with Stormcallers. We have the strongest military in Iona. They're not going to be able to do anything
but
to
us. What if the military was a part of it?
Uh-oh. What if they've been infiltrated?
That would be no good. That'd be no good at all. Oh.
Also, I've seen one of their big guys. He's Jackass and Mershon. He doesn't need the lightning to really fuck you up. So
he's just a big strong fucker.
Without the lightning, they're still formidable.
Okay. Well, this is way over my pay grade. I am a bartender, but I think you boys are on the right track, it sounds like, to solving this problem, because I can't lose all my fun punks in this city. That's how I make all my money, and I refuse to play that Krizik worship music downstairs.
I have a plan.
I knew I liked you.
Counter with this. And then I reach into my son, I grab like a stack of Bleebly pamphlets.
Okay.
They're metal.
They are very aware of our counter-religion.
Okay, a counter-religion again. I'm a bartender.
I understand. However, we also don't really care what kind of music you play, but they will force everyone into...
conformity?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you're going to be listening to Krizik rock bands for the rest of your life.
That sounds like a hell worse.
Ours is a religion of
worse than genocide.
Pretty much doing whatever.
Yeah, I don't care if people join it, but it's more like if the people of Krizik know about it, they'll probably start less poking around you and try to find us. So it'll be like a diversion tactic.
Okay, well, that's very brave of you, boys.
Plus, it also helps us just bring them to us so we can, you know, solve the problem easier.
Do our thing.
Exactly. Okay, so you want me to use these as kind of a way to...
goad them.
To goad them? You want me to goad them? I'll be goading. Okay. Well, I have a business to run, and this is an insane conversation for 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'm going to go... wipe a bar down, as one does.
Yeah.
Good luck, boys. And I'm so sorry, Cosmo. I'm sure you'll get a new group together soon. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, I'll think of something. I always do.
Okay. Well, boys, it's been a hoot and a holla, and we'll catch you all on the next episode of Dicey Situations.
Thanks, Doreen.
Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.